Welcome to this week's episode of Dylan's Podcast. My name is Dylan Gallagher, and I'm the host of this podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been working with entrepreneurs and business owners, as well as the bankers and investors that fund them for almost 20 years. I've ran a mortgage and loans brokerage for the last 15 years, 16 years, and a few years ago launched an online platform to try and take the skills and the knowledge that I had learned and move it to an online platform, which you could find at emilynow.ca. I put these podcasts together more or less to share my thoughts about things that either I'm thinking about or my conversations with other entrepreneurs and business owners, and my hopes would be that someone would listen to this and get some ideas maybe for their own business, and maybe even reach out to me to ask for some help or some input, as one gentleman did yesterday, which is the reason for today's podcast. We talked about some things that I think are applicable to every entrepreneur and business owner, and certainly for myself, I can share with you the last 30 days of my experience trying to put some of these things, some of these ideas into practice. So before I get going, you can find me on Twitter at Dylan Gallagher. My blog is dylangallagher.ca. You can look me up on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook from time to time. I put stuff on YouTube. But anyway, I'm out in the social space. Should be pretty easy to get a hold of, and really get up every day to try and serve entrepreneurs. So if there's a finance-related issue or challenge that your particular business is having, I'd certainly love to chat with you about it. Had an email from a fellow this morning that was asking me, "Hey Dylan, I own a business and I've got some bad credit and I need to get some terminals for my business so I can take debit cards and credit cards. And any thoughts on what I might be able to do, because the banks aren't giving me the POS system so that I can take credit cards." And I just sent him back a quick note and said, "Look, have you ever thought about PayPal or Stripe on an iPad? Lots of small businesses take advantage of that." So anyway, that's an example. If you've got, you know, just a simple question or a complicated question like the one I'm going to talk about a little bit today, then send me a note. Connect with me. I'd love to hear from you. I have a passion for entrepreneurs and think entrepreneurs are what make the world go round and round. And it's not always enjoyable being an entrepreneur, but certainly it's better. On most days, I think it's better than the alternative, which is working under someone else's vision. So anyway, let's get kicked off into what I wanted to chat about today, which is starting with the end in mind. And as far as cliches go, that's probably as cliche as they get, except that it's true. You know, I think cliches are we get tone deaf to them, but I think that they have some value. And starting with the end in mind was what I ended up chatting with an individual yesterday at quite some length about. He's involved in an organization that he kind of wears a few different hats. So he's responsible for the organization. He has a board of directors that he reports to. He has his own money invested in the organization that at some point he'd like to get back. So he had reached out to me and had asked me a few questions, and we ended up having a great conversation. But it highlighted a few things that I think I can take for granted, given that I work in finance and math and numbers all day long, and I forget that many people don't, and it's not quite as easy to grab some of these concepts. So let me share with you what we talked about. The point of his call was he just simply wanted to know some best practices. He, you know, on a very generalized basis, he had said, you know, from the income that our organization generates, how much of it should go to pay our liabilities, how much of it should go to pay me, and how much of it should be used to actually run the programs that we offer. And so I thought that was an interesting way to ask the question, because in his mind, he probably had an idea that, you know, a certain percentage of my money, logically, a certain percentage of the revenue that the organization that I'm a part of generates should probably go to clean up its balance sheet. Part of it should probably go to pay me for running the organization. And part of it should, of course, be used to facilitate the actual programs and services that we offer. So as we went through it, I just sort of said, well, I'm not sure I'll be very helpful in giving you industry standards, because I'm not sure that that there really are any. I know there are rules of thumb that you can use when you have a business that has a track record. You can sort of say, the old rule is if you're going to be in business for yourself, hopefully you're generating more than a 10% return on your time or your effort, which is kind of a very sloppy way of saying, based on how much money you make, if you subtract your expenses, hopefully what's left over is at least 10 or 20% of what you made in the first place. So if you're making $100,000 a year, hopefully there's $20,000 left in the bank at the end of deducting all of your expenses. And if you're a business that does $1 million a year, hopefully there's $200,000 left in your business at the end of the year after you pay expenses. So those are, 10 to 20%. That's kind of as best as a general rule as you can get. In this particular case, this organization doesn't have that kind of a track record and doesn't have those kind of, revenues aren't in the millions of dollars where you can start to apply some general basic or some general business rules to them. So I said to him, I said, well, it might be more helpful to look at it the other way. What is the amount of the liability that the organization is looking to get rid of? And he shared with me that number. And then I said to him, well, what do you get paid for running the organization and for, founding it and taking care of it? And he sort of said, well, that's part two to my question. I don't really know how much to pay myself. I said, okay, well, we can come back to that. And then the last part I asked him was, how much does it cost to run all of your programs? And so we kind of started with just trying to very loosely define what his goal was. And what he had said was, it'd be really great if I could get rid of the liabilities in this organization in the next year. And I'd like to be able to obviously pay myself this amount of money. And then we quickly worked out backwards. We said, okay, well, if that's how much money you want to repay at the end of the year, and that's how much you want to repay yourself, that's going to equal a number. And then based on the cost of your services, that should tell you how many services you need to sell. So in a, kind of in a fictitious example, you could say, say you wanted to make $50,000 a year, you wanted to pay off $30,000 a year in liability, that's $80,000. And let's assume that you have a $3,500 product. That means you've got to sell kind of, 23 customers. And so as we started working through it, I could see that he was struggling a little bit to understand what we were talking about in terms of starting with the end. I think in his mind, he had an idea that there was maybe an ideal that he should be working towards. And maybe it was something along the lines of, well, I'd like to generate maybe $300,000 a year in revenue, and I'd like to know how much of that should go to liabilities, how much of that should go to pay me, and how much of that should be used to run the program. And I guess what I've learned, or what I've seen in all of my history, is that you really want to kind of go the other way, and you want to say, well, what is our goal as an organization? First of all, what is it philosophically from kind of a vision perspective? Then what is it from a very practical perspective? If we have equipment that we need to pay for, or we have salaries that we need to cover, or we have costs that we're going to incur that we know we're going to have to pay for, we need to kind of add all of those up, and then depending on what the cost of our service or product is, we then have to divide that into the amount of money that we think we need, and then that's going to tell us what our sales should be. So I don't know, as an entrepreneur or a business owner, how you run your organization. Maybe you get up every day and you just run it, and you hope the phone rings, or you hope that a web page gets filled out and someone requests your services, or maybe it's more of an exercise filled with faith and hope as opposed to being very sort of planned and intentional. And I would encourage you to just stop and to think about that for a minute, because there's that old saying, what doesn't get measured doesn't get done, what doesn't get measured doesn't get improved, and so forth. But the idea is you do need to know where you're going. And I talked about this in previous podcasts, but even for myself, I've been one of those entrepreneurs more of the time in my history than not, where I just sort of flew by the seat of my pants, just kind of hoped that tomorrow would work out, hoped that the phone would ring, hoped that we would get another deal. And you kind of hang out long enough in any marketplace, and you just by default of being in the market, you're going to pick up business, but not really ever having any intentionality to what I was doing. And this summer it occurred to me that I had actually gone too far into just getting focused on tactical stuff and not strategic stuff, and not really having a way to understand the difference, and being frustrated with the lack of result that I thought we could be getting, but we weren't getting. So I'd encourage you to listen to that podcast that I posted a couple weeks ago, actually. But again, in talking with this fella yesterday, I know from personal experience, you know, we're trying to figure out online marketing right now. So I had to kind of work backwards and say, okay, well, based on our history, kind of here's the kind of web traffic that we get, but how much web traffic do we need in order to hit a couple of goals that we're trying to hit? And so using some basic math, you know, if you wanted, say, 100 customers and you know that only 5 of them, that the 100 are going to represent 5% that have converted from all of the visitors that fill out your contact us page, it starts to sort of show you, okay, well, how many people do we need filling out the contact us page in order to get the customers that are going to end up converting with us? And then in order to get them to the contact us page, we have to get them to our website. And in order to get them to our website, we have to let them know that we exist. And so there's kind of like this natural funnel that starts to build. And as I was chatting with this guy yesterday, it's the same type of idea. There's a little bit of a funnel that you have to build to say at the top of the funnel is what our goal is. It's the end. This is how we know at the end of, say, this next year that we've been successful, because we hit that mark. We paid off a liability, we paid ourselves a salary, and we were able to run our program. So we add up all those costs. We then figure out what the price of our service or our product is. We divide it into the amount of money that we need to make, and that tells us how many sales we have to generate. And then that opens up a different conversation. So then you say, okay, well, how am I going to go and get those sales now? Well, I can go to the market en masse and try to get them, or I can pick a niche in the marketplace that we can go to that is not very competitive to try and find those customers. So there is kind of a way to connect all of these dots if you're prepared to look at it from the perspective of ultimately, where are we trying to get? And I think as I listened to this fella yesterday, and I've struggled with this a little bit as well, but maybe not so much, is it's hard to just pick a number. You know, it's hard to say a year from now we're going to be there. Because in the entrepreneur or business owner's mind, you might say, you know, we're going to make $1 million or $10 million or $500,000 or whatever the financial mark is that you want to hit. Some people have a really easy time picking that, and other people have a really hard time picking that number. They have a really hard time trying to understand, as this fella did, so do I just pick a number? And I said, well, if you're having trouble picking a number, then maybe pick some goals. Like you said, you wanted to pay off your liabilities, you wanted to pay yourself a salary and make sure that you could pay for the programs that your organization runs. So that right there gives you a number, and if you add 20% to that number, that, you know, would give you a little bit of money left over at the end of the year that if you were successful in hitting your goals, going into next year, you'd have some cash in the bank that you could use to hit the next year's goals. But it can be difficult to arbitrarily pick a number. Certainly if you're a startup, there's some work that can be done to figure out, okay, well, what do we think our first years of cost are going to be in our second year? And then let's kind of put together a little profit and loss to see what we need to do. But if you're an organization that's been running for a few years, then you kind of get stuck looking at, well, here's what we did in years past, so it's probably reasonable that we could do this going forward. And the exercise can be pretty tough. But with this particular individual yesterday, I just continued to reinforce that, why don't you pick a few goals that you want to hit, add them up, and then depending on the price of the programs that you offer, you should be able to divide the two into each other and then figure out how many sales you actually need. And so as soon as we started talking about that, we were on the phone, but I think I could hear the wheels turning a little bit in a sense that he was starting to kind of put the pieces together. And I had suggested I'd have no problem helping him out again if he wanted to give me a call back or send me an email or have me look at his math. I was more than happy to do it. So just wanted to talk about that a little bit today, because I'm sure there's other entrepreneurs or business owners out there that sort of go, well, where do I start? I know I'm supposed to start with the end in mind, but what is the end? And some people like me will say, well, 10 years from now, this is where we need to be. But I think that a really good entrepreneur or business owner is able to do it in a shorter period of time. And they're able to say, in 90 days, we're going to be here. In 12 months, we're going to be here. This means we're going to get this many sales, because this many sales will give us this amount of money to pay for the things that we know we need to pay for, plus give us a little bit of profit. And so as an entrepreneur, I encourage you to do the same thing if you're stuck a little bit, if you're trying to figure out, how do I... maybe your business isn't working. Maybe you've got problems in your business, or maybe you just simply aren't generating enough revenue and you're kind of lost and you're without a compass. Maybe the easiest thing to do is just take a fresh sheet of paper and just say, what are all of the things that we have to pay off in the next 90 days, 6 months, and 12 months? Okay. And then what are the operating costs that we have? We have maybe some staff, and we maybe have some office expenses, maybe some marketing costs. So let's add all of that up. And then let's just figure out, how many sales do we need? And then once we know that number, then the only thing we need to get worried about every day is, are we serving the customers or the clients we need to serve in order to get those sales? And then that's going to open up probably some creative thinking to say, well, how can we go and get those sales? Are there things that we can be doing different? Are there things that we can be doing more of that worked in the past that we've maybe forgotten about? So start with the end in mind, work backwards into how many sales you need, and then start figuring out how you need to spend your time in order to get those sales to sort of see all that stuff come together. And if you want someone to talk to about it, reach out to me. Send me your problem. Send me the challenge that you're having, even if you can't articulate it really well. Maybe just like the fellow that contacted me yesterday, you just want to know, Dylan, I don't know if this makes any sense, but what do I do with this, or what do I do with that? And based on how you explain it, I'll do the best job I can to try and help you work through it. And just like this fella yesterday, he was able to now get unstuck, get a sense of direction in terms of what he needed to spend the next couple of days working on. And I imagine that we're going to be talking again soon. So thanks for tuning in today. If you want to reach out to me, again, you can find me pretty much on all the social channels. And if the opportunity was available to help your business with something related to finance, then I'm your guy, and I'd be happy to chat with you. So until next time, I look forward to connecting with you and hearing all about your business.